听力课堂，听 class.com。
3. Lesson 45. Repetition Drill. Articles. Drill 45. Listen, don't speak.
I don't think it's a question of more education.
I don't see what education has to do with it.
I don't think it's a question of more buses.
I don't see what buses have to do with it.
I don't think it's a question of more money.
I don't see what money has to do with it. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. I don't think it's a question of more education.
I don't see what education has to do with it.
2. I don't think it's a question of more buses.
I don't see what buses have to do with it.
3.I don't think it's a question of more money.
I don't see what money has to do with it.
4. I don't think it's a question of greater progress.
I don't see what progress has to do with it.
5. I don't think it's a question of better management.
I don't see what management has to do with it.
6. I don't think it's a question of cheaper newspapers.
I don't see what newspapers have to do with it.
7. I don't think it's a question of cheaper air travel.
I don't see what air travel has to do with it.
8. I don't think it's a question of better transport.
I don't see what transport has to do with it.
9. I don't think it's a question of cheaper insurance.
I don't see what insurance has to do with it.
10. I don't think it's a question of cheaper fares.
I don't see what cheaper fares have to do with it.
11. I don't think it's a question of better driving.
I don't see what driving has to do with it.
12. I don't think it's a question of more timetables.
I don't see what timetables have to do with it.
13. I don't think it's a question of real justice.
I don't see what justice has to do with it.
14. I don't think it's a question of lower prices.
I don't see what prices have to do with it.
15. I don't think it's a question of more intelligence.
I don't see what intelligence has to do with it. Unit 3. Lesson 46. Repetition Drill. Used to and the past continuous. Drill 46. Listen, don't speak.
I went to the museum yesterday.
That's just what you used to do when you were younger. You were always going to the museum.
He took the clock to pieces yesterday.
That's just what he used to do when he was a boy. He was always taking the clock to pieces.
She watched the children's program yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always watching the children's program. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. I went to the museum yesterday.
That's just what you used to do when you were younger. You were always going to the museum.
2. He took the clock to pieces yesterday.
That's just what he used to do when he was a boy. He was always taking the clock to pieces.
3. She watched the children's program yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always watching the children's program.
4. I painted a picture yesterday.
That's just what you used to do when you were younger. You were always painting pictures.
5. She made some doll's clothes yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always making doll's clothes.
6. I played chess yesterday.
That's just what you used to do when you were younger. You were always playing chess.
7. He took the dog for a walk yesterday.
That's just what he used to do when he was a boy. He was always taking the dog for a walk.
8. She helped her mother in the kitchen yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always helping her mother in the kitchen.
9. He bought some toys yesterday.
That's just what he used to do when he was a boy. He was always buying toys.
10. She told a lie yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always telling lies.
11. He ate some sweets yesterday.
That's just what he used to do when he was a boy. He was always eating sweets.
12. She changed her hairstyle yesterday.
That's just what she used to do when she was a girl. She was always changing her hairstyle. Unit 3, Lesson 47. Repetition Drill. The Comparison of Adjectives. Drill 47. Listen, don't speak.
Driving a car is not as easy as riding a bicycle.
You're right. It's easier to ride a bicycle than to drive a car.
Hiring a car is not as cheap as going by train.
You're right. It's cheaper to go by train than to hire a car.
Living in the town is not as pleasant as living in the country.
You're right. It's more pleasant to live in the country than to live in the town. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. Driving a car is not as easy as riding a bicycle.
You're right. It's easier to ride a bicycle than to drive a car.
2. Hiring a car is not as cheap as going by train.
You're right. It's cheaper to go by train than to hire a car.
3. Living in the town is not as pleasant as living in the country.
You're right. It's more pleasant to live in the country than to live in the town.
4. Going out alone is not as nice as going out with a friend.
You're right. It's nicer to go out with a friend than to go out alone.
5. Flying is not as safe as sailing.
You're right. It's safer to sail than to fly.
6. Driving slowly is not as dangerous as driving quickly.
You're right. It's more dangerous to drive quickly than to drive slowly.
7. Losing is not as good as winning.
You're right. It's better to win than to lose.
8. Eating vegetables is not as fattening as eating sweets.
You're right. It's more fattening to eat sweets than to eat vegetables.
9. Sitting and doing nothing is not as relaxing as having a hobby.
You're right. It's more relaxing to have a hobby than to sit and do nothing.
10. Walking is not as quick as taking a bus.
You're right. It's quicker to take a bus than to walk.
11. Having a meal at home is not as expensive as eating out.
You're right. It's more expensive to eat out than to eat at home.
12. Writing a story is not as easy as reading one.
You're right. It's easier to read a story than to write one.
13. Going to the cinema is not as enjoyable as going to the theatre.
You're right. It's more enjoyable to go to the theatre than to go to the cinema.
14. Walking is not as tiring as running.
You're right. It's more tiring to run than to walk.
15. Speaking a foreign language is not as usual as reading one.
You're right. It's more usual to read a foreign language than to speak one. Unit 3, Lesson 48. Repetition Drill. Review of tenses. The present perfect continuous and the simple past. Drill 48. Listen, don't speak.
I'm learning English.
Really? Since when have you been learning English? I started learning English ages ago.
She's travelling overseas.
Really? Since when has she been travelling overseas? I started travelling overseas ages ago.
They're looking for a new house.
Really? Since when have they been looking for a new house? I started looking for a new house ages ago. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. I'm learning English.
Really? Since when have you been learning English? I started learning English ages ago.
2. She's travelling overseas.
Really? Since when has she been travelling overseas? I started travelling overseas ages ago.
3. They're looking for a new house.
Really? Since when have they been looking for a new house? I started looking for a new house ages ago.
4. He's working in a bank.
5. Really? Since when has he been working in a bank? I started working in a bank ages ago.
5. They're going to the theatre.
Really? Since when have they been going to the theatre? I started going to the theatre ages ago.
6. She's having music lessons.
Really? Since when has she been having music lessons? I started having music lessons ages ago.
7. I'm taking an interest in sport.
Really? Since when have you been taking an interest in sport? I started taking an interest in sport ages ago.
8. She's wearing blue jeans.
Really? Since when has she been wearing blue jeans? I started wearing blue jeans ages ago.
9. She's painting a picture.
Really? Since when has she been painting pictures? I started painting pictures ages ago.
10. He's working as a secretary.
Really? Since when has he been working as a secretary? I started working as a secretary ages ago.
11. I'm collecting stamps.
Really? Since when have you been collecting stamps? I started collecting stamps ages ago.
12. He's growing vegetables.
Really? Since when has he been growing vegetables? I started growing vegetables ages ago. Unit 3, Lesson 49. Repetition Drill. The Future. Drill 49. Listen, don't speak.
She's going to get married soon.
So I hear. She's getting married tomorrow, isn't she?
He's going to come back soon.
So I hear. He's coming back tomorrow, isn't he?
I'm going to leave soon.
So I hear. You're leaving tomorrow, aren't you? Now you ask questions in the same way. Ready?
1. She's going to get married soon.
So I hear. She's getting married tomorrow, isn't she?
2. He's going to come back soon.
So I hear. He's coming back tomorrow, isn't he?
3. I'm going to leave soon.
So I hear. You're leaving tomorrow, aren't you?
4. They're going to be dismissed soon.
So I hear. They're being dismissed tomorrow, aren't they?
5. You're going to be sent abroad soon.
So I hear. I'm being sent abroad tomorrow, aren't I?
6. I'm going to be promoted soon.
So I hear. You're being promoted tomorrow, aren't you?
7. He's going to get a rise soon.
So I hear. He's getting a rise tomorrow, isn't he?
8. It's going to be cut down soon.
So I hear. It's being cut down tomorrow, isn't it?
9. He's going to inform them soon.
So I hear. He's informing them tomorrow, isn't he?
10. They're going to be paid soon.
So I hear. They're being paid tomorrow, aren't they?
11. She's going to write to him soon.
So I hear. She's writing to him tomorrow, isn't she?
12. She's going to break off her engagement soon.
So I hear. She's breaking off her engagement tomorrow, isn't she?
13. He's going to take his driving test soon.
So I hear. He's taking his driving test tomorrow, isn't he?
14. He's going to start college soon.
So I hear. He's starting college tomorrow, isn't he?
15. You're going to be given a prize soon.
So I hear. I'm being given a prize tomorrow, aren't I? Unit 3, Lesson 50. Repetition Drill. The Past Perfect. Drill 50. Listen, don't speak.
He told everyone about it.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't told anyone.
She did everything she could.
Personally, I'd rather she hadn't done anything.
They saw everybody connected with it.
Personally, I'd rather they hadn't seen anybody. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. He told everyone about it.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't told anyone.
2. She did everything she could.
Personally, I'd rather she hadn't done anything.
3. They saw everybody connected with it.
Personally, I'd rather they hadn't seen anybody.
4. I wrote to everyone I could think of.
Personally, I'd rather you hadn't written to anyone.
5. I looked everywhere to find it.
Personally, I'd rather you hadn't looked anywhere.
6. She took everything she needed.
Personally, I'd rather she hadn't taken anything.
7. She spoke to everybody who took part.
Personally, I'd rather she hadn't spoken to anybody.
8. He invited everyone to come to the party.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't invited anyone.
9. They telephoned everybody to tell them about it.
Personally, I'd rather they hadn't told anybody.
10. He went everywhere to find you.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't gone anywhere.
11. He sold everything he had to save the family.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't sold anything.
12. He left everything behind when he went away.
Personally, I'd rather he hadn't left anything. Unit 3, Lesson 51. Repetition Drill. Indirect Speech. Drill 51. Listen, don't speak.
Jane's in bed. Is she sleepy? What did he say?
He said Jane was in bed and asked if she was sleepy.
I can't open the door. Please open it for me. What did he say?
He said he couldn't open the door and asked me to open it for him.
My watch has stopped. What's the time? What did he say?
He said his watch had stopped and asked me what the time was. Now you do the same. Ready?
1. Jane's in bed. Is she sleepy? What did he say?
He said Jane was in bed and asked if she was sleepy.
2. I can't open the door. Please open it for me. What did he say?
He said he couldn't open the door and asked me to open it for him.
3. My watch has stopped. What's the time? What did he say?
He said his watch had stopped and asked me what the time was.
4. The children look tired. Are they all right? What did he say?
He said the children looked tired and asked if they were all right.
5. There won't be a meeting tomorrow. Please tell everyone. What did he say?
He said there wouldn't be a meeting tomorrow and asked me to tell everyone.
6. We're very late. Please don't take too long. What did he say?
He said we were very late and asked me not to take too long.
7. Your work isn't very good. Do the exercise again. What did he say?
He said my work wasn't very good and told me to do the exercise again.
8. The train's very late. Why has it taken so long? What did he say?
He said the train was very late and asked why it had taken so long.
9. I can't do this exercise. Help me. What did he say?
He said he couldn't do this exercise and asked me to help him.
10. It's Mary's birthday. Are you invited to the party? What did he say?
He said it was Mary's birthday and asked if I was invited to the party.
11. There's someone at the door. Go and see who it is. What did he say?
He said there was someone at the door and told me to go and see who it was.
12. Where's Tom? Please look for him.
What did he say?
He asked where Tom was and asked me to look for him. Unit 3, Lesson 52. Repetition Drill. Conditional Sentences. Drill 52. Listen, don't speak.
She didn't ask me, so I didn't help her.
You mean to say that, had she asked you, you would have helped her?
He didn't arrive, so I didn't go to the station.
You mean to say that, had he arrived, you would have gone to the station?
I didn't see it, so I don't remember it.
You mean to say that, had you seen it, you would have remembered it? Now you do the same. Ready?
1. She didn't ask me, so I didn't help her.
You mean to say that, had she asked you, you would have helped her?
2. He didn't arrive, so I didn't go to the station.
You mean to say that, had he arrived, you would have gone to the station?
3. I didn't see it, so I don't remember it.
You mean to say that, had you seen it, you would have remembered it?
4. She didn't invite me, so I didn't go.
You mean to say that, had she invited you, you would have gone?
5. He didn't let me know, so I couldn't do anything about it.
You mean to say that, had he let you know, you could have done something about it?
6. He didn't ask me, so I didn't tell him.
You mean to say that, had he asked you, you would have told him?
7. He didn't run fast enough, so he didn't catch it.
You mean to say that, had he run fast enough, he would have caught it?
8. I didn't like it, so I didn't buy it.
You mean to say that, had you liked it, you would have bought it?
9. She didn't take her medicine, so she didn't feel better.
You mean to say that, had she taken her medicine, she would have felt better?
10. It didn't rain, so there wasn't a traffic jam.
You mean to say that, had it rained, there would have been a traffic jam?
11. He wasn't informed, so he didn't come.
You mean to say that, had he been informed, he would have come?
12. She wasn't given any information, so she couldn't answer the question.
You mean to say that, had she been given some information, she could have answered the question?
13. He didn't eat those sweets, so he didn't get thirsty.
You mean to say that, had he eaten those sweets, he would have got thirsty?
14. They didn't study harder, so they didn't pass the exam.
You mean to say that, had they studied harder, they would have passed the exam?
15. She didn't drop it, so it didn't break.
You mean to say that, had she dropped it, it would have broken?